So meditation, we can frame it as learning to have a relationship to the present moment, to actually learning to relate to this moment, to inhabit it, to fully be present, to really arrive in what's here right now. We can almost hold this simple distinction as we're practicing meditation, that when the past comes up, we think, okay, that's the past. That's not here right now. As our thoughts go into the future, we can say, oh, that's the future. It's not here right now. What is here right now? If we ask that question really clearly and sincerely, suddenly there's the thought streams are going on, but there's also this experience of the body breathing. There's the sounds that are arising. There's what's here right now. So almost we can have this simple distinction, what's here and what's not here. Our minds like to take us again and again into the future, into planning or worry, strategizing, or into the past, you know, the sense of remembering and you know, reminiscing or fretting. These are helpful things at times. But as meditators, we're learning this other element of how to fully arrive right here and right now. You know, so we're learning to feel that very experience of whatever is happening here. So a lot of this, especially this first class or most of the series actually, is learning to distinguish between thought and direct experience. This kind of distinction that we often confuse what's happening, the direct experience, we actually confuse our thoughts about it as that experience. Okay, so when you reflect on what I just said, that's actually can be quite problematic. When we confuse our ideas of this moment with the actual moment. You can hear a sound, for example, and your mind says, okay, that's a car, or that's a siren, or whatever it might be. Our minds add meaning to it, sometimes in a very helpful way, but sometimes in a very unhelpful way. And so as meditators, we're learning this first essential skill of what is the direct experience that's happening right here, right now, and using the senses as a gateway to that. Because the actual moment, as we start to cultivate a relationship to it, has a deep fulfillment in it. There's a deep peace and a deep ease that arises. We often yearn for that aliveness, that sense of that completeness, that there's nothing that needs to be done in this moment, and other than simply being present, simply receiving. And any single moment, of course, there's many experiences we can focus on, many different things happening, sound, breath, sensation, perhaps smell, sight. And so we can use our senses to orient us to this present moment. So as opposed to being lost in thought. So it's easy to kind of hear thought as something bad that needs to overcome and the natural judgment that comes up when thought arises. But if you can, as much as you can, not to judge the fact that thinking happens, that's just what the mind does. Instead, just simply coming back to the breath, to the body. And sometimes when our minds are really engaged or really caught in something, we can learn to balance our attention by choosing what we focus on. You know, so all these other senses can be great aids in this process. So meditation has this intentional shift that I intend to shift from thinking into the body, from thinking into sound. And it's important that shift is done without judgment, without a sense of inner harshness. It's almost like taking a flashlight, and we can choose where we shine that light. And usually, like that first 5-minute exercise that we did, we notice that our default flashlight tends to go wherever it wants. It's shining here, it's shining there. It's like taking a dog that's untrained for a walk, and it wants to pull this way and pull that way. It, you know, just has a mind of its own. And often our attention is that way. It just goes here, it goes there. And of course, all our social media, all the advertisements, everything in society tends to cultivate that. You know, look at this, look at that, buy this, buy that. the pop-up ads on websites. And so learning to have that steadiness of attention, it takes some I'm going to say effort or willpower or simply intentionality, because our minds have been trained to become distracted, to shift from one place to another. But learning to have that steadiness of attention is such a profound gift you can give yourself, to actually choose what you focus on, even to be able to focus on something that has a discomfort, that has a difficulty. In doing so, you start to understand how you're reacting to it, how you might be amplifying that discomfort, that reactivity. Now, what if the moment is unpleasant, is painful, scary, you know, is distress? Often in those moments, you can see how much we do go into thought to try to escape that. So part of this, we'll be exploring this a lot more in the next couple of weeks, because, you know, we start to sit. It's not like suddenly everything is happy and good and we're at ease. Often there's kind of an unpacking, almost a discharging of all the repression, all the traumas that we haven't processed. We sit still and that starts to percolate through our system. And it does get better. There's often an initial kind of discharge, a turbulence that we can sometimes go through, particularly around week 3 or 4. And so learning to find that place of refuge in this moment. So again, we can look at how in this moment there's many things happening. So let's say my back is really hurting. Okay, so we talked about the skillful ways of shifting posture and supporting the posture. And of course, there's sometimes pain we can't get away from, or sometimes mental discomfort, mental worry, anxiety. We can learn to shift our attention, what we're paying attention to consciously, to something that is in one of those senses, the senses of sight, of smell, of feeling in the body. You know, often if I find myself kind of caught in a worry, my head goes down, my whole world becomes really contracted around what I'm worrying about. And if I can remember to just look up, if I'm going for a walk, see the sky, see the tree line, you know, see the neighborhood, that suddenly starts to broaden my perspective. So this week, as we start to practice, notice how the mind contracts and gets kind of focused on things, and how just stepping back and noticing what else is right here, right now, whether it's the sound, a sensation, the sight of the clouds moving across the sky, and see if that changes that contraction of mind. It becomes a gateway back into the present moment. So learning to find and cultivate this relationship to this moment, to what's actually here right now, is one of our first tasks, our first things we learn as meditators.